This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South says preparations are on regarding Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal's China visit, likely from third week of September. CPN Maui Center's fourth plenary meeting of Central Committee concludes endorsing 25-point proposal. Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal urges Central Committee members to inform public about government's recent achievements. Central Investigation Bureau given the responsibility to further investigate gold smuggling case and at least 25 people killed after passenger train derails in southern Pakistan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda will be embarking on a visit to China, likely from third week of September. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister for Foreign Affairs N.P. South said the Prime Minister would be visiting the northern neighbour China in the third or fourth week of coming September. He said preparations were on regarding the Prime Minister's upcoming China visit. Foreign Affairs Minister South added that the government was committed to promoting cordial relations with neighbours and friendly countries. Prime Minister and CPN Maui Centre Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed the party leaders and cadres to inform every household about the party's policies and programmes. Addressing the Central Committee meeting of the CPN Maui Centre yesterday, the Prime Minister also directed the party rank and file to visit every household across the country to inform the people about the recent achievements of the government he was leading. The Maui Centre has also decided to run a 3-month-long campaign, and the party chairman Dahal himself will visit one ward each from the all 7 provinces for organisational strengthening and to interact with the people. Prime Minister Dahal said for the campaign, all the leaders and cadres of the Maoist Centre should be deployed in the field. He further said that the leaders and cadres should be united and linked to the people. Talking to media after the meeting, leader Krishna Bahadur Mahara said the Central Committee meeting approved 25-point contemporary proposal and termed the Central Committee meeting extraordinary. Leader Mahara said a campaign for special transformation would be launched nationwide on the 2nd of September. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police has been handed over the responsibility to further investigate the smuggling of 100 kilos gold 17 days after the gold smuggled was seized at the Trivandrum International Airport by the Revenue Investigation Department. Director General of the Revenue Investigation Department, Navaraj Tungana, said that the CIB had been provided with the file of the investigations to further investigate the case of gold smuggling. Tungana said the entire other activities of the investigations now would be carried out by the CIB. Earlier on Thursday, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda had directed the Revenue Investigation Department to give responsibility to CIB for investigation. As per the Prime Minister's directive, the files have been sent to the CIB by fulfilling necessary process. Now the CIB will investigate the financial issues as well as organised and transnational crime related to gold smuggling. Likewise, Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police, Kuber Kardayat, said that the CIB would begin the investigation after getting letter from the department. Currently, 17 individuals are in the custody of the security force on their alleged involvement in the gold smuggling case. The Supreme Court has ordered to investigate those directly involved in the decision-making level from the then Council of Ministers and those certifying the decisions to take it to the implementation level. A division bench of Justices Anil Kumar Sinha and Dr. Kumar Chudal yesterday made such an order. Decisions on the Lalita Niwas land issues were taken during the premiership of Madhav Kumar Nepal and Dr. Baburam Bhattarai. As per the Supreme Court's order, those involved in the decision-making process from the Council of Ministers and implementing the decisions would be probed. the government has initiated phase-wise consultations on legitimately regulating and managing the social networking sites based on the requests and suggestions that have come from the citizen level. The government has started seeking suggestions through consultations following complaints and demands made by people from various sectors for regulation and management of social sites. In this connection, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has started consultations with experts on social sites and electronic media. The ministry is preparing for a discussion with the representatives of the Meta company overseeing South Asia on the 10th of August. It is also holding consultations with social sites operators in Nepal as well. Press Council Nepal is also holding discussions on this issue. The government has formed a specialized medical committee to render medical care to VIPs and VVIPs within the country. The Ministry of Health and Population yesterday formed the body under the coordination of National Academy of Science Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Bhupendra Kumar Basnet. The committee comprises prominent medical experts including Professor Dr. Bhagwan Koirala, Dr. Sanduk Ruith and Dr. Pola Rijal. The government has already managed a dedicated chamber for the treatment of the VIPs and VVIPs at the Bir Hospital to provide the services for them within the country. The move aims to ensure VIPs and VVIPs' medical care services within the country and prevent a significant capital outflow from the country each year in the treatment of the VIPs and VVIPs. Senior Most Justice at Supreme Court, Bisambar Prasad Srestha, has taken leadership of the judiciary as Acting Chief Justice. Srestha assumed the office after the Chief Justice, Hari Krishna Karki, got retirement on the age limit bar. Assuming the office as Acting Chief Justice, Srestha directed the subordinate bodies to carry out responsibilities smoothly by taking into account the Constitution and the law of the land. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 25 people have been killed and 80 injured when a train derailed in southern Pakistan. Pakistan Railways has confirmed several carriages of the Hazara Express overturned near Sahara Railway Station in Nawab Shah, about 275 kilometres from the largest city of Pakistan, Karachi. The BBC quoted Railway Minister Saad Rafiq as saying initial investigations showed the train was travelling at normal speed and they were trying to establish what led to the derailment. A railway spokesperson in Karachi said at least 8 carriages went off the track. An emergency has been declared in the main hospitals in Nawab Shah and neighbouring districts of Sindh. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South says preparations are on regarding Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal's China visit, likely from third week of September. CPN Maui Centre's fourth plenary meeting of Central Committee concludes endorsing 25-point proposal. Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal urges Central Committee members to inform public about government's recent achievements. Central Investigation Bureau given the responsibility to further investigate gold smuggling case. And at least 25 people killed after passenger train derails in southern Pakistan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.